Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 感谢您又一次回来收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey， 大家好，我是 Michael， 你好呀。
那今天呢，我们要讲讲这几年在中文里面，不管是社交媒体还是口语里都用的非常多的一个词，那就是氛围感。
So 氛围感，氛围感 is talking about the feeling, the atmosphere. What do you think, Jenny?
All of the above、mm-hmm. 都有、mm-hmm. 其实在英语里面呢没有一个完全对等的就是 you know, a single word, 是吧、mm-hmm.
So we talked a little bit about what is the best translation for this. I think we came up with like 6 different words, is that right?
没错，那既然没有一个完全等同的单一的词，我们就要根据不同的语境、不同的场景啊，来灵活表达。所以今天呢，我们为大家准备了六个常用的词，帮你来正确的表达氛围感。好，那 Michael， 你想从哪一个词开始呢？
So the first place I want to start is with vibe, because I always thought that vibe was a nice kind of way to describe the feeling or the mood that a place, a person, or a situation gives you.
哎，对，而且我觉得 vibe 这个词和氛围感很像，就是他们都是在这两年用的很多的，以前不太有人用，属于比较新、比较热。
Exactly. So recently, we're starting to use this a lot more.
好，那这个 vibe 啊，它的拼法是 V-I-B-E， 它可以表达比如一个地方是一个 physical space， 一个 place 给你的感觉，然后呢，也可以用来传达一个人。散发出来的气息、mm-hmm. 还有一个 situation 都可以、
mm-hmm. Exactly, we can use it everywhere. You go into a coffee shop and you say the vibe, right? So for example, this cafe has such a relaxing vibe, I could sit here all day.
啊，对，就是一家咖啡馆，它这个氛围很放松啊，氛围感很棒，可以在这边待一整天。 OK、mm-hmm. Hey, what about a person
Wonderful. You meet somebody the first time, and right away you can feel the energy that comes off them. For example, she gives a really cool vibe, very confident and creative.
好，那你刚刚用到的动词是 she gives, 然后也可以说 she gives off.
Exactly. So she gives off a really cool vibe, very confident and creative.
Give off a feeling, 对吧？我们后面用的很多名词，你都可以前面加 to give off 这个动词。
Yeah, we might say to cause or maybe even to evoke, which is a little bit more 高级、
对，那我们后面再看啊。好、那当然一个人他可以有一种很 cool, very good vibe, 但是他也可以、you know, sometimes a person can also give off a、sketchy, 就有点可疑的那种感觉是吧？
对，没错。So for example, if you're on the bus and you sit next to a stranger, you can immediately feel the vibe, right? So for example, if you go into a party, you could say the party had a weird vibe, so I left early.
啊、对，因为可能去这个 party 的很多人都有一种 weird vibe, 就导致那个 party, 派对的氛围也有点怪，所以你还是早点回家吧。
没错，没错。
好，那总之 vibe 呢，它其实可以形容是比较 positive 的，但是也可以是 negative 的。
Exactly, you could go in any direction, it could be positive or negative.
那我们第二个要看的词，这个很简单，大家很熟悉。
Here's another word that we hear all the time, and that is feeling. Now, feeling here is so vague, but really we're talking about the emotional feeling, right? So a feeling of something inside your heart, the feeling.
更加侧重于情绪感受，比如你听了一首歌，看一个电影，然后他会给你，或者你前面讲一个你说比较 advanced 的词，他会激发起来，唤起 evoke 一个什么样的 feeling。
Yeah. So, for example, if you're listening to some really lovely music or some strange music, it says this music gives me a bittersweet feeling, right? It's just strange emotion.
对，很多情歌都是这样啊，让你。又甜蜜但是又感伤 bittersweet feeling、好那 how about a physical space 一个 place
yeah imagine if there's a room in your office for example if you go into a meeting、for example there's a strange feeling in the room like something's about to happen、
这让我想到什么 horror movie 或者 ghost movie 恐怖片啊鬼片啊通常 a dark room huge mansion but it's haunted So it gives off this really dark, 或者英语说 sinister, 就是很邪恶的一种 feeling 感觉是吧？
Yeah, and it ties back into what we did last week where we talk about 直觉, right? So this kind of intuition, like you feel it right away.
对，赶快逃 ,run. 好，那前面讲到一个很好的动词啊，唤起。
So for example, if you're watching a movie, you can evoke a deep feeling of nostalgia.
一部电影唤起了一种很强的怀旧的情感。像去年啊，就是在国内特别火的《繁花》是一个电视剧 drama series， 你知道王家卫吧？王家卫，
yeah, famous.
对，是他导的。然后那个 TV drama really evoked a deep feeling of nostalgia。哎，讲到王家卫啊，我觉得他跟我们下一个词也非常的有关系。
So, speaking of Wong Kar-wai, we could talk a little bit about the mood, because Wong Kar-wai was often called the master of mood, right?
真的，你想他那个花样年华就叫 In the Mood for Love 嘛，那个电影。
没错，perfect.
是，所以讲到 mood 呢，它就是一种情绪氛围更多，对吧？然后情调，我觉得是一个很感性的词，但是它也可以用在形容，比如一个地方，这个地方会给你一种什么样的 mood?
So originally this word mood would talk about the feeling that you have, right? I mean, happy or I'm sad. But we can also attach these to other objects. For example, this photo gives off a calm, reflective mood.
就是一张照片，对吧？营造出一种很平静，然后沉思的氛围啊。好，那除了照片会给你一种什么样的氛围，比如一个人的穿着打扮也可以。
Yeah, for example, her outfit has such a mood, dark, dramatic, and confident.
这个穿搭的氛围啊，黑暗、戏剧性又自信。这是什么万圣节 Halloween costume?
Yeah, exactly. So incredibly dramatic and really stylish. Yeah, the mood comes from many different places, but you're absolutely right. So fashion can have a big impact.
还有一个能营造氛围的就是一种情调啊，就各种各样的，比如烛光晚餐啦，放音乐啦。
So another mood that we could have is romantic. Let's look at this example here. We lit candles and played soft jazz to set the mood for dinner.
这也很好啊，营造对吧？设置 set the mood for something. 好，那看完了 mood 以后，我们接下来要看的这个词呢，它可以形容一个人讲话，对吧？我们语气声调，但是它也可以用来形容我们今天所说的这种氛围，这种感觉。
Yeah, when we talk about somebody's voice, we often hear the word tone, right? Tone means the feeling or attitude you get from something like a voice, or maybe a place, or even like a movie.
而且我觉得很多你看国外的那种修图软件啊 photo editing apps, 它上面你都可以 adjust tone, so they actually use this word. 但很多时候它这个 tone, they mean the color, right? 色调。好，那我们来看看 tone 这个词可以怎么用呢？
So you said here, her Instagram is full of vintage tone. What is vintage if you're looking at an image?
复古嘛，就是有点像我们前面 nostalgia, 有点 related, 对吧？一个怀旧，然后这个 vintage 更多，比如 vintage clothing, 二手的衣服啊，比较老的，或者 vintage furniture, 或者有些人他就是喜欢老东西，so they can simply say, I just love vintage.
Exactly, it's old, but it's so old that it's cool, right? It's an interesting mood.
那如果他的这个反映的都是一种田园风，你也可以说 idyllic,bucolic tone, 是吧？就 countryside 那种。
Beautiful. Let's take a look at this example here. The photo shoot had a dreamy pastel tone.
很梦幻的。然后pastel 就让我想到了马卡龙。就什么粉红啊，粉蓝啊。
That's right. It's a range of colors, right? And we talk about these pastel colors being good, like these light colors, you know, very sweet colors.
粉彩的气氛啊，pastel tone. 好，那还有 tone, 我觉得用了很多的就是讲到装修 right? The way you decorate your home.
You walk into somebody's house and you notice the style they were going for. They used warm lighting and minimalist decor to create a soft tone.
就是柔和的氛围，对吧？ A soft tone. 那看完了这四个词，我们今天最后要教大家的两个词呢，稍微难一点点啊，但是他们很常用，而且他们都是以 A 打头的。
So we have two words, right? It's actually one word, but it can be pronounced in two different ways. So the word is ambiance, which sounds a little bit more like European, and ambience, which sounds a little bit more American.
那 ambience,美式发音 ambience,因为这个词是法语来的，是吧？就可能更接近法语发音，但意思都是一样的。它更多的是形容一个地方的空间氛围，这不太用来形容人。比如我们前面很多 example 里面说啊，这个人给人家一种 give off a cool vibe, right?
没错。
但不能说 she gives off a cool ambience.
奇怪。Yeah, for example, you go to a beautiful restaurant. We can say the restaurant's candlelight created a romantic ambience.
似乎我们讲到 ambience 氛围的时候，通常想的就是 romantic。好，然后现在还有很多比如小小的酒店，精品酒店，他们也是很有氛围感。
Yeah, this is a great example. If you go to a boutique hotel, these are like small hotels, but they're very stylish. For example, we love the ambience of the boutique hotel, so peaceful and stylish.
其实你刚刚这个例句非常好啊，因为ambience 不光是装修 like being stylish, 你还讲到了 so peaceful, because ambience really encapsulates all of these things.
Exactly, so all these different moods can be wrapped up as a feeling when you walk into an area, right?
对对，那我们今天最后要分享的一个词呢，它也是 A 打头的，这个词就是
Atmosphere, right? So you walk into a room and you get this feeling. It can be called an atmosphere.
发音我也听过，就是重音是放在另外的音节，就是 atmosphere.
Oh yeah, maybe it sounds like a British, maybe a little bit British. So maybe in the UK, we would emphasize the second syllable, atmosphere. Maybe in the North America, we would say atmosphere.
对。北美的发音 atmosphere, 然后 atmosphere 呢，它还有跟这个 weather 气象有关，就是大气层。但是呢，我们今天给大家的使用还是这个气氛氛围啊，不是大气层。那 Michael 有什么例句给我们呢？
Yeah, for example, there was a tense atmosphere during the meeting.
Okay, 所以会议当中弥漫着紧张的气氛，但不一定要紧张啦，我们也可以很喜悦，很热闹的气氛嘛。
Yeah, we can. Actually, we can have fun with this one. For example, the party had a joyful atmosphere with laughter and music everywhere.
对，像我们逢年过节是吧 ？Chinese New Year. Wow, what a joyful atmosphere.
Exactly. Everybody's happy. Everybody's full of energy. A wonderful atmosphere.
那当然，如果你想要安静一点的气氛，也是可以的。
Yeah, that's a good one. For example, if you go to the library, let's look at this one here. I like to study in places with a quiet atmosphere.
甚至家里啊，你可能也会有一些你的 study, 对吧？书房有一些空间 where it has a quiet atmosphere. 我想到前几天我正好和一个朋友在聊天，然后呢，他就说这个结婚周年庆啊 ，wedding anniversary， he surprised his wife with you know a candlelit dinner， 各种各样的东西，然后他就说，总之 the atmosphere was perfect， 就是这一切的气氛都是很完美的。
That's awesome, right? So it's a surprise, right? So he kind of set her up. She thought it was very quiet, and then suddenly, boom, surprise, right? It's wonderful.
Yeah.Perfect atmosphere. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。希望大家学会了啊，怎么样在不同的情况底下用这些不同的英语词来表达氛围感。
So thanks very much, everybody, for listening up to this point. Please try to use some of these gaoji words in your writing and your speaking in the future.
对，然后最后也想问问大家，就是当你去一个地方，不管是咖啡馆啦、酒店啦，你比较喜欢什么样的氛围感？
Let us know what kind of vibe you get when you go to different places like a cafe or a restaurant.
对，都欢迎大家用今天学到的词在留言专区告诉我们。好，非常感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
Thank you for listening to us. See you next time.